Blog Talk Radio.
I just wanna pray
forever, come on.
Blessings and glory.
than the universe. You're bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than the things, oh, that could tear me apart. You're bigger than the universe. You're bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than the things, oh my, that could tear me apart.
Tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, because you are so much bigger, so way bigger than any situation that is going on right now. God, we thank you because you are bigger than the circumstances. God, we thank you because you are bigger than the problems. God, we thank you because you are bigger than the pain, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are bigger than the debt collector, Lord God. We thank you right now that you are bigger than the law decisions, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are bigger. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. You're bigger than your addiction, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for being bigger tonight, God. God, I just give you the glory and the praise because you are awesome. We thank you right now, God, for another night. We thank you because we are here in the midst of the living, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. I had just on yesterday two deaths that I know of. One due to asthma attack and the other due to cancer. Young people, both of them in their 20s. And God, I just thank you right now that it wasn't here in my home. But, Lord, I'm praying for those families right now that are going through bereavement right now in the name of Jesus. And, oh, I'm just, that one was close to home. So I just thank you, Lord God, that you are going to be the comforter. And, God, I just know right now that you can wrap your arms, that you, if you just wrap your arms around them and just give them the comfort that they need at this time, God, just to show them strength, Lord God, to pull them through. A mother lost her child yesterday, and the young man that I'm talking about lost his wife. And, God, I just thank you right now, God, for being with the Rolex family and with the Ravenel and the Britt family on tonight, God. I'm thanking you right now, God, that you're in the midst, God. Right now you are in the midst, God. God, I just thank you for just being bigger, God. I thank you, God, for being bigger, hallelujah, than the eating disorder. I thank you right now for being bigger, hallelujah, than the depression right now. I thank you, hallelujah, for being bigger than the eviction notice, God. I thank you right now, hallelujah, hallelujah, for being bigger than the child that's missing, God, from home, and the mother and the father there wondering and scared. But you're bigger than that situation. You're bigger, hallelujah, than the marital situation, than the marital problems, God. You're bigger than that. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're bigger, hallelujah, than the drug addict. Hallelujah, you're bigger than the homelessness. You're bigger, God. And, God, I know that right now that nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible for you, God. You can heal the brokenhearted. You can feed the hungry. Hallelujah, you can heal the sick. Hallelujah, you can give finances to those that are in need of finances, God. You can find a home for the homeless, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, you can heal the minds of the depressed, Lord God. You can take the taste out of the mouth of the addict, Lord God. Hallelujah, you can close the eyes of those that are addicted to porn. Hallelujah, you can stop the gambling. Hallelujah, nothing is impossible for you, God. Nothing is impossible for you. Hallelujah, you can save the unsaved, Lord. Hallelujah, you can fill those without the Holy Spirit with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing's too big for you, Lord God. And we just thank you right now. Hallelujah. 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 You can deliver the homosexual. You can deliver. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can heal. You can heal. You can heal. Hallelujah. You can bring that husband home. You can bring that wife home, God. You can, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, I thank you, Lord God. You can restore those marriages, Lord God. You can do it, God. Nothing's impossible for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You can stop the fornication. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You can save the unsaved children, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a mother and a father that their children, they're not even speaking. They don't even know where their children are. You can bring that prodigal son, that prodigal daughter home. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Nothing is impossible for you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Nothing is impossible for you. Hallelujah. You can rip up the tank slip. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Nothing is impossible for you, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Mm.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, God, you can put forgiveness in those in the hearts of those that won't forgive, bitterness, hallelujah.
Yes,
you can heal, you can heal, you can heal. Nothing's impossible for you. Nothing's too big for you, Lord God.
Yes,
so right now I'm taking all limits off of you, God. I'm taking every limit off of you, Lord God, everything that I just called out, Lord God, and I'm speaking it into the lives of those that are in need for whatever it may be. Whatever category that I hit, that might be something there that you're in need of healing.
Yes, Lord. I'm
taking the limits off of you tonight, God, for you to do it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you right now for working, hallelujah, on the behalf of those that are in need right now, hallelujah. Someone needs a touch from you, God. Somebody needs a touch from you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we're thanking you for it, God. We're thanking you for it right now. Oh, people are in fear of this coronavirus. Hallelujah. Take the fear out of the hearts and out of the minds of your people. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Nothing is too big for you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God, my God, my God.
Hallelujah.
Walk outside and get you some fresh air. You're going to be okay.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You're going to be just fine. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. You are covered by the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
no weapons formed against you shall prosper.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory to God. There is no plague that can touch you. There is no virus that can touch you in the mighty name of Jesus because you are covered by the blood.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, I'm taking the limits off of you, Lord, on tonight, God. And I need you in a mighty way right now, God. Oh, God, you touch me right now. Hallelujah. Touch my heart, my mind, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God is saying tonight, when your sins weigh heavily upon you, come to me. Confess your wrongdoing, which I know all about before you say a word. Stay in the light of my presence, receiving forgiveness, cleansing, and healing. Remember that I have clothed you in my righteousness, so nothing can separate you from me. Whenever you stumble or fall, I am there to help you up. Man's tendency is to hide from his sins, seeking refuge in the darkness. There he indulges in self-pity, denial, self-righteousness, blaming, and hatred. I am the light of the world, and my illumination disseminates the darkness. Come close to me and let my light envelop you, driving out darkness and permeating you with peace. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Three scriptures, 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin.
Yes,
Isaiah 61:10, I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. John 8:12, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Hallelujah. I thank God for that word of tonight. I give an honor to God on tonight. I am expecting a great word. Hallelujah. Your man servant, he's going to deliver what God has for you to hear on tonight. I ask that you open your ears and your hearts to receive this holy word. I thank you right now for this word that's going to come forth and bless him. And as he's speaking, pray for this man. Hallelujah. As he pours out every Thursday, pour back into him. Tell God to give him 100-fold, hallelujah, what he pours out in the mighty name of Jesus. And I will be turning it over right now to Pastor Flynn, hallelujah, for this word that he's going to give you from our God, our Father, our Daddy on tonight, in Jesus' name. And so it is.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Just stay right there. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. And then we say, how big is he? How big is he? We constantly put our Father in a box. Constantly bind him with time when he's timeless. Bound with space when there's no space that can encompass him about. And we always put our finite mindsets on his. That's why he had to remind us, hey, my ways are not your ways, neither are my thoughts your thoughts. And so we have to realize that our God is so much bigger than we can imagine. He said even imagine or think. How big is my God? And it's so he's so big, but we've made him so small that the psalmist had to say, come, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Magnify, I mean, we got to lift him up. Sometimes when you look at a magnified glass, it's to make something bigger. But why would you have to make something that is not bound bigger? How great is our God? How great is our God? How great is your God? How great is my God? Brother Smith just gave us so much to just think about, so much to praise him about, so much to thank him for, so much to just love him for. So God, how much we love you, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name, Father. We just honor you. So I said, come, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Come, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Lord, we just thank you right now, Father. We just praise you right now and worship you and magnify your name, Father. We glorify your name, Father. You're an awesome God. Mighty, 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 awesome God. Father, we praise you. We worship you. Father, I ask right now that we decrease and that you increase. It'll be all of you and none of us, God. Let your Holy Spirit take complete control, Father. So we yield ourselves totally unto you, to be used by you, to be utilized by you. How great is our God? How great is our God? Ask yourself that. How great is my God? From your name, how great is my God? How great is my God? Now you can answer. He greater than great. He bigger than big. More awesome than awesome. But I need your help on this one, Lord. I need your help, Lord, on this word. Like she said, the evangelist said how people are fearful of this pandemic because the spirit of fear has encompassed us about, and that's the what's flowing through the airwaves. And I'm really frustrated, really. So my wife, I go out and I'm tired of seeing everybody got the mask on and clothes looking like zombies. You know, I understand the social distancing, but come on, man. We were made to be around each other. We were made to fellowship. We was made, I mean, that's what he said, the fellowship. He said, you know, the gathering of the saints. And all this has been neglected, the love and the hugs and you know, hugs and kisses, you know what I mean, the affection that is needed. Even a child, when a child is born, how does a child get acquainted with his parents? Because of the embrace, the love, the affection, the embrace. So now they're making us mute. They're conditioning us for this artificial intelligence. They're conditioning us to be robots. They're conditioning us. And we sit back and we let it happen. We sit back and just continue to watch. We sit back and watch them take Christ out of the schools, take prayer out of the schools. We sat down and watched them take it out of the government. We sat down and watched them take it away from your family, took discipline away from your family. You can't whoop your child, that's child abuse. You can't discipline your child. You can't put them in a corner saying that's time out. You allowed them to take these civil liberties away that made you who you are. Made us who we are. And then when we had these things, even at home, you know, like I was saying, like going to McDonald's when I was growing up was a privilege. But now we make that our regular eating habits for our children. Made it our regular eating habits and, you know, being in front of the television without, you know, you had an hour, 2 hours. That was a privilege. Now we made that the babysitter. We've been all in and all out of God at the same time. All in and all out of family at the same time. And then people sit at the dinner table together, husband, wife, children, how it goes. No tech, no phones at the table, no Wi-Fi, all that stuff. Everybody got to have their phone at the table. Nobody's talking. Nobody communicating. We've become so disconnected with the intimacy, the direct connection. We had pen pals back then. Kids only know how to write a letter. I mean, we got to go back to the basics. Listen, I'm going to Acts the second chapter, verse 42 to 47. Holy Spirit, help. Holy Spirit. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with gladness to their hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to that number daily those who were being saved. Let's go up some. I'm going to go up some. Watch this. This is what happened. We got to get back to a point of Pentecost right now. We have to, you know, and go all in. See, prior to this time, Peter didn't go all in. Remember, Jesus told Peter that the devil wanted to shift them as weak. And just, I pray that your faith remain. You know what I mean? And people are like, I'll go to Jesus to the end. I ain't worried about that. He said, man, before the rooster crow three times, you're going to deny me. And before the rooster crow twice, you're going to deny me three times. And it happened just as he said. Think about it is that we can walk with him. And I heard somebody say, we know songs and hymns, but we don't know him. You know hymns, but you don't know him. I'm saying tonight, we got to get to know him. And who is him, Brother George? Him is he that walked this earth without sin, been tempted, been tested. Everything that we've gone through, been betrayed by those that he trusted, yet he still sinned not. And bore all of our sins because he had a plan that he was all in with his daddy on. At any given time, he could have aborted the plan. And at one point, he wanted to abort the plan. He was like, hey, man, if it be thy will, God, if it remove this cup from me, Father. But he said, nonetheless, not my will, but your will be done. I'm all in. And all in, man, he got whooped. Cat of nine tails, 39 times, 351 lashes, whipping every ounce of flesh out of his body. All in, man, I'm going to carry this cross up this hill called Golgotha. All in, man, I'm going to put on this crown of thorns upon my head. And all in, man, even though I can call down a myriad of angels to come and rescue me, I'm not, because I'm all in for the plan. The plan is that I got to die. I got to suffer. I got to take this beating for them, for those that are here, those that are not here, those that already came, for them to have an opportunity to be redeemed, Father. I'm the Christian Redeemer. I'm all in on the plan. I said, what does it truly mean to be all in? Am I all in with my praying and my fasting? Am I all in with my healing, my Bible reading time? Am I all in with my family? Am I all in with my relationship with the Father? Am I all in with my point of surrender, my place of surrender? Am I all in? When I say, Lord, I say I'm available to you, but do I really mean to? Am I all in with my heart or am I all in with my lip service? So we can fix our lips to say a lot of things. I know I've been there. I've been there. I've done it. I love you and I thank you, Lord. I praise you. I worship you. He said, your lips say a lot, but your heart is so far from me. Right, so, you know, we know how the Pentecost went. He said, tarry here, wait here, and then you're going to receive the gift that I'm sending you. And at that time, they just began to speak in all kind of tongues and language. Are you all in your prayer language? Are you all in with yielding yourself to the Holy Spirit? They say, Holy Spirit, take control. And Holy Spirit, begin to commune with the Father on my behalf. Have you been praying in your prayer language lately? When the last time you got in your closet and began to pray? When the last time you just said, God, I'm setting myself up and it's just me and you? And I ain't talking about me. I'm talking about tonight. This is about me. It ain't about nobody else but George Smith. When you say the fire won't go out, but I done seen the fire get out. I done seen it down to the last embers. But the only thing about it, but the grace of God, with the preserving just what it is, he preserved what was in him. Hallelujah. Enough to ignite that flame. Because he's all in. See, he's faithful, even when we're faithless. He's faithful to his word. So it said, Peter, the enemy want to sift you like wheat. Satan want to sift you like wheat. Why would Satan want to sift Peter like wheat? Because he knew the calling that was on Peter's life. He knew that Peter was chosen for a certain purpose, and the fact that he's been chosen means he's going to do some damage to Satan's kingdom. And if I can stop him from recognizing who he is or what he's called to do and chosen to do, if I can intercept that plan, then I can stop him from being all in. And that's one less warrior he had to worry about. So when you ask yourself tonight, you look in that mirror and you're like, God, show me my calling. Show me my purpose. Show me why I'm here. Because see, when you find out what you're here for, then you can lock in and be all in. Remove the spirit of fear, Father. Remove the spirit of doubt. Remove the spirit of unbelief. We got to remove whatever, the low self-esteem, whatever it is that make me feel I can't do it. But I don't care about God. I praise you for the weakness inside of me. For you said the weakness is when your strength is perfected in my weakness. So I thank you that I'm weak. I'm thanking that there's nothing inside of me that can accomplish this goal but only you. Not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, saith the Lord. Your spirit, Lord. I'm all in with you in your spirit, God. I'm all in with you in your plan. God, I thank you right now, Father. God, thank you right now. All right, so in the 14th verse, it says, then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd, fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem. Let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. Go ahead, but in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. Think it not strange when the Holy Spirit come upon you. Think it not strange when you get into your praying. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We being just hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I worship you and I magnify your name. Think it not strange when you go on that. The Holy Spirit begins to flow through you. Lord, I thank you right now, God. I praise you and I worship you and I begin to magnify your name, God. I thank you, Lord God, for sanctification, God. I thank you, God, for deliverance, God. That's what God is saying. I want to sanctify you. I want to cleanse you. I want to separate you to myself. Hallelujah. I'm cleansing you in this hour. I'm changing you in this hour. Receive my sanctification, says the Lord. Receive my cleansing, says the Lord. He said, though your skin, though your sins are scarlet, though your gum, I want to give you a new garment. He said, even though my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will turn to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I'm saying this is the time. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to call. Call on me while he can hear you. Lord, save me, Lord. Sanctify George Flint, God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit yet the more, God. Deliver me from me, Lord God, even the more, God. From my thoughts, my ideas, God. My plans, God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Shaitan said, fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge. See, he knew about this plan, and even though that plan meant that I'm going to have to suffer, even though that plan meant that I'm going to have to suffer betrayal, I'm going to suffer physically in my body, even though that plan meant that I'm going to be on this cross with nails in my hands and nails in my feet and this crown of thorns upon my head, even though that plan meant that my father was going to turn his back on me so I can feel the weight of the world and all these things, even to the point where I said, my God, why has God forsaken me? Even though that was in the cards for him and that was in the plan for him, he said, God, I signed up for this. I'm all in. This man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and you with the help of wicked men put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible. It was impossible, ladies and gentlemen, for death to keep his hold on him. Oh, my God, I'm completely going. Stay with me. Somewhere on this. But it was impossible for death to keep his hold on him. That's what the song said. Death cannot hold you down. You are the risen king. You are the risen king. And now we can say hallelujah. He got the victory. He is the victory. And we are victorious because of him. We are victorious because he endured what we couldn't endure. He stood in the gap when we couldn't stand in the gap. He said, of whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says, and I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced, and my tongue was glad. See, when you know that you know, see, it's beyond the feeling. Sometimes like, I feel Jesus in this place. But man, what about when that feeling go away? What about when you don't feel Jesus no more? When you first got saved, it was a feeling that came over you, and you went up and you said, let me give my life to God. But what about when you don't have that feeling no more? What about when you get numb? Can you still say, I'm all in? What about when he's silent and he's not answering, he's not in the presence? You don't feel his presence. You don't hear his voice. Can you still say, I'm all in? Somebody said, can't. Will you trust me? Will you still trust me? Even if you can't hear me, will you still trust me? If you can't see me, will you still trust me? If you don't know I'm dead, will you still trust me? He said, I trust you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I'm with you, Lord God. We still honor him. We still be your God. We say how great is my... Will you still make it personal? Your personal Jesus, your personal Savior. He said, Lord, I love you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I worship you. Even in spite of me, God, in spite of what I'm feeling, in spite of what I'm going through. He said, listen, David's beginning to talk about it. The Lord is my shepherd. Even in the cave of Doom, in the cave, he began to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. You know, he began to talk about it. Even down the path of righteousness, he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even though you're in that valley of the shadow of death, when you get to the place where I say, I fear no evil, for thou art with me, thou rod and thy staff that comfort me. When you don't know, what do you do when you don't know? When you don't fear, when you don't see, when you don't hear? You take it to where I know that I know that I know that I know that I know. And sometimes it's going to be, it ain't always easy. Living righteous, living holy, it ain't an easy job to say that I love the Lord and I lift my voice and to worship him and I magnify his name and I glorify his name and I honor his name. It ain't easy to serve God. It ain't easy to serve him when it ain't a popular thing. But can you say, I'm going to do it in season and I'm going to do it out of season. I'm going to do it in the city and I'm going to do it in the field. You know, you got to get to that mindset and say, God, if you be for me, God, who can be against me? If you be for me, Lord, who can be against me, God? And just begin to just praise him. Just begin to just worship him. Just begin to just magnify his name. Just begin to just honor his name. Just begin to say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I worship you. And then when you go into some steps of going all in, what are some of the steps to go all in? Some of the steps to go all in is praying and fasting. Let's look at the fasting required in Isaiah 58:1-12. I'm just trying to help you out, get you a little bit of this stuff going. And then ask yourself this question. I asked myself some questions tonight. I got some questions I asked myself tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So, 1 second. I said, Georgia, and I'm saying, are we all into tasting and seeing? And we all in when it comes to tasting and seeing that the Lord is good. And Lord, they said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Peter said, taste and see that the Lord is good. He is good. He's good all the time. He's good all the time. The Lord is good all the time, and all the time the Lord is good. But have you tasted and seen that the Lord is good? When was the last time you've experienced the goodness of Jesus? When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I thank God for blessing me. I thank God for keeping me. When was the last time you said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, now that, even the ability that he woke me up this morning with, fresh blood running warm through my veins, with the activity of my limbs, with all my joints in place. Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, when I see that I got a roof over my head and hot and cold clean running water, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, when right now he said, you don't have to resist to the point of blood to serve me, but it's certain people that if they serve in a certain country and if they family members know that they were trying to serve Jesus, they will be getting strangled. They will be getting poisoned. They will be getting murdered. It's certain ones that are being beheaded by their own family members. It's certain people that are being killed by their own family members. Just to say, I love the Lord and I lift my voice to worship him. But that's not your portion. You have a liberty to just praise him. We got a liberty to just serve him. But we don't want to be all in with Christ. These people are called martyrs. They're being martyred for being all in. You got the disciples, the cloud of witnesses, they're saying that here's what they're saying. They're saying, listen, I'm looking for a house and a builder that's not made by the hands of man. They went all in. I was about they killed them. They got crucified. They're like Christ. Peter was hung upside down. They was being beheaded. They was putting skins on them and sending them out there with the animals. Saul was being beheaded. And they were using their head for soccer balls. And, you know, it was things that they did to say, I belong to the Lord. You know, I forget that. No, come hell or high water, I'm going to serve God. Here we are right now. We got the liberty to serve God with all the freedom that nobody said I'm going to kill you yet. Nobody saying, now you got, with this stuff going on right now, this pandemic, they want a lot of people up for having service in church and stuff like that. They want a lot of people up for, in California, they said a worship team for having online service. They want a lot of them folks up. They said that they'd be jailed. If, you know, but see, that's what's going on right now. But guess what? Even in this, we got to press on in. That's the time to press even more. That's the time to say, Lord, I'm praying. Lord, I'm fasting, Lord. Lord, I'm yielding. Am I all in with my prayer life? Am I all in with my fasting? Am I all in with my yielding myself to God? Am I all in with my surrendering myself to God? Look at Daniel and look at Esther. When Daniel had to come up with the answer to the prayer and the dream for Nebuchadnezzar, he told his brothers, he said, man, Ananias, Mishael, Azariah, come on, man, let's go. We got to go to Daddy. We got to go. We got to go in here. We got to shut in. We going to fast. We're going to hear from Daddy. Because other than that, everybody going to die. So let's go. And do that. Even when Esther came, and one guy said, you think what are they going to do when they find a cure to? You think you're going to have Adam? You think you'll be all right? You just responsible. And how do you know that God didn't put you in this position for such a time as this? So you got to be all in because you don't know what God puts you in a position for. How do you know God didn't put you in a position for such a time as this? And guess what Esther said? I have everybody going to a fast with me. Let's look at Brother Jehoshaphat. When he feared, Jehoshaphat feared, and what else did he say? He said, call a solemn assembly. Have everybody fast. He had the animals fasting. And we're going to get before God. And not to starve ourselves so we can lose weight. Not so we can find some more time to do some other things. But to get in God's presence, to hear his voice, and say, God, what would you have me to say today? Or what are you willing to say? What are you trying to say to me? What are you trying to get across to me? What point are you trying to get across to me? Right now, right here, right here, right now. I'm all ears. I'm listening, Lord. As am I all in to hear the voice of the Lord, my God, my shepherd, the one who laid down his life for me? Am I all in? Am I all in to cast my cares upon him and my anxieties upon him, for he cares for me? Am I all in to say, Lord, I'm good ground, 30, 60, 100-fold return on me. I'm good ground. Am I all in? Oh, God, I thank you right now, God. Ask yourself these questions, Lord God. God, am I all in? And is my living in vain, God? No, it's not. Of course not. Someone said, if I can help one somebody that's trouble along my way, then my living is not in vain. If you can help one somebody each and every day as you travel on your way, just imagine how the angels in heaven will be rejoicing I'm all in to just tell of the goodness of God. I remember we used to go out there and feed the homeless up under the bridges, and I remember when we first started, when I first met my wife, when she was like, well, I already know enough about the Bible like this. I didn't feel she was just comfortable. And you better believe it, a lot of Satan people are under that bridge, and they know the word. For that's something you hear them. They touch with the word. They know the word. I remember when I was in country one time, I had to deal with that. I knew enough for me, but I didn't know other new converts enough when I came across some new Wabians and some other folks, and they said the word to contradict the word. They look for all the contradictions in the Bible so they can say this is so false, or this is that, and this is that. And then when you don't know it, you can combat it. Then it made them have some strength. But when you know what God said, listen, when you know that you know who you are, you know where you came from, like I said, I got my testimony, that's what I know. I don't know about when Moses parted the Red Sea. I wasn't there, right? I won't know about David when he's still alive. I wasn't there. I wasn't there when Peter walked on the water. And I said, I can't tell you about those things to the truth. They said, let the truth be told. It's in the book. And they said the book is inspired by the Holy Spirit and the stories of hell, but and the allegories to help me get me to where I am. But what I can tell you is who I used to be. I can tell you that what I used to do. And I can tell you who I am today. And I can tell you what I don't do. And I can tell you the reason why. And I can tell you when I wasn't in, what got me in. I can tell you when I was all out, what got me in. All out, all around, all about, all of those things. And I can tell you the reason why. See, you know my story. I don't know your story, but I share my story because I don't have a problem being transparent with you. Because if it can help you, if my story can help somebody, then Lord, use me for your glory. I'm all in for me being a sacrifice or a doormat in whatever season it is for your glory, God. And I'm telling you, I ain't perfect by no means. I mess up often. Great is your mercy towards me, Lord, and great is your grace. And we thank you, God. We thank you for the mindset of prayer. We thank you for the mindset of praise. We thank you for the mindset of worship. I mean, it's been time when I was like, man, God, I don't argue with God. I don't want to fuss and fight with God. All types of craziness and foolishness. But by the grace of God, come a long way. I just want to thank him and praise him and worship him and magnify his name and glorify his name for just all that he's done and all that he's doing. I'm trying to say this is the season to love God. Love the Lord your God and honor him. Love the Lord your God and praise him. Love the Lord your God and worship him. If he's your God, your personal Jesus, your personal Savior. David made it personal in that song that we said. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. Then he said, I shall not want. Are you willing to hear the voice of your shepherd? Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger voice they don't hear. They won't listen to. Are you saying, God, give me the ear to hear your voice? He said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Lord, give me an ear so I can hear your voice, God. I need to hear what you're saying. I want to be all in, God. And I can't be all in unless I get the game plan. You know, coach basketball, when I coached, I had to get in the game plan. My son, the point guard, I said, look, this is what we're doing. This is how we're executing. This is what we're going to do. And he was all in, and we was all in together because we communicated with each other, and he knew what I wanted. And like, it was an extension of me. And sometimes we got to get in the game. See, sometimes we be fast for so long. I was just talking about that. I was talking to a brother yesterday about even playing a game of chess. You know, when we look at the spiritual body, look at the body of Christ. And, you know, some pawns, some knights, some bishops, some, you know, everybody got a piece to get into that game. But some people just ain't even nothing. Some people just on the side, like, whatever happened, happened. How it happened, happened. I'm telling you, stop being a fan. Get in the game. And when you get in the game, don't just play the game. Get all in. Get you some passion about it. Like be passionate about living for the Lord. Be passionate about it. Say, this is my passion. Find a passion in being saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit. Find a passion about being a soul winner. Find a passion about evangelizing and saying, hey, he that wins souls is wise. Find a passion in teaching. Find a passion in admonishing the word. Find a passion in whatever it is he has chosen to do. Find a passion. If you're a teacher, teach. If you're a prophet, prophesy. And if you're a pastor, if you're an apostle, do the work of the apostle. Whatever the word is, whatever the title, whatever he's giving, whatever the assignment is, find your assignment, line up with it, get all in with it. Okay, God, this is what we do. If you just want me to, God, to be a doorkeeper, be the doorkeeper. You want me to be an usher, God, and usher in your presence. Hallelujah. If I'm an usher in your presence, God, whatever it is you want me to do, God, I'm going to lock in and I'm going to be all in. Tell God, I'm going to be all in. If it's just God for me to just be an encourager, God, if it's just me to say, be encouraged. The Lord is good all the time, and all the time the Lord is good. He hears you. He knows what you need. He knows your concerns. He's concerned about what you're concerned about. He loves what you love. He desires what you desire. Just to be an encourager, that's what you want. That's something I just want to praise you forever and ever and ever for all you've done, Lord God, and I just want to just thank you, Lord. I just want to magnify your name, God. I just come to praise your name. You know, the song says, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord. I come to worship his name. I come to magnify his name. And, you know, let's look at some of these things. Let's look at some steps that are going all in, even with fasting and praying. Give me one. Because right now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, the time now is to call on something similar. The time now is to fast right now. And that takes discipline. And that's, to get all in, you got to be disciplined. It takes a discipline to get all in. To seek the heart of God like never before, it takes discipline. And in the midst of doing so, it enhances your prayer life. Jesus told the disciples, they were like, why couldn't we cast this demon? He said, just come on out by fasting and praying. You can look at Matthew 9, verse 14 and 15. You'll see when John's disciples came and said, why don't we fast? Like, why do your disciples not fast? Like, how we fast? And how the Pharisees said, Jesus said, the time is not coming, but the time will come when they will have to fast. And that's where we are now. The time has come. My body of Christ, we need to be fasting. We don't have a choice in the matter. Let's look at Isaiah 58:1-12, and then we're going to talk about some practical steps to use in this fasting and this discipline that's going to get us all in. Isaiah 58 says, cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people thy transgression, and the house of Jacob thy sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching the God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure, and exact all your labors. Behold, you fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. You shall not fast as you do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. And verse 5 says, is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes unto him? Would I call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this a fast that I have chosen to loose the bands of wickedness? See what God said there? Listen to this. To undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to deal the bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to the house? When thou see the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh, then shall the light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and the righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be your reward. Then shall you call, and the Lord shall answer. You shall cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, speaking vanity. And if you draw your soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall the light rise in obscurity and the darkness as a noonday, be as a noonday. And the Lord, and I heard him say, talking about how God said, I want to illuminate you in darkness. Then he said, the Lord said, guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and make fat your bones. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters fail not. See, man, that's what about being all in is in the day that shall be of you shall build the old way stations. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. See, Christ understood that, and that's why he lined himself up and went all in, because now he's the repairer of the breach. Not only is that, he's the restorer of paths to dwell in. Not only that, he's the minister of reconciliation, and that's why we operate in the ministry of reconciliation. So here's the thing where we are. Even on that, I'm going to tell you. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. I was telling my wife, I said, man, we always are chasing the additions. We're chasing things that are supposed to be added unto us because we don't want to get all in and just seek first the kingdom of God and seek his righteousness. I had a meeting yesterday with a guy. He was like, man, I don't have, you know, and we look at the things that we look at. We look at diamonds, and we put so much of value on diamonds. We put so much value on gold. We put so much value on money. We put so much value on opulent things. When these things are just in heaven, they said the streets are gold. So it's something we're going to walk on. And the diamonds are Christmas. It's stuff we're going to walk on and trample on our feet, just like a pig trample on the pearls. We're going to trample these things on our feet, but yeah, we're chasing it. Because we're not all in. We're not connected to what the kingdom is about. We get locked into the kingdom. So I said, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. When we get locked into the kingdom, all in, none of this stuff will have any meaning to you. It'll have a whole new meaning. You know? See, suddenly life has new meaning to me. Because I'm a kingdom child. I'm a kingdom citizen. I no longer belong here. I'm no longer afraid. I'm no longer a slave to sin. I'm no longer a slave to this mentality. I'm no longer a slave to the man that has fallen short of the glory of God, because I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the King. I'm no longer sipping crumbs because I'm at the King's table. He said, thou prepares a table for me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup run up over. My cup run up over. Surely greatness, surely goodness, surely grace and mercy will follow me. See, because I told you, these things got to follow. These things are added. These things follow me. Why? Because I'm seeking the kingdom of God. I'm locked in on the kingdom. I'm all in, and I'm locked in on the kingdom of God and his righteousness and everything else that I need. Everything else. God knows what I need. He said, I know your sins. Before you confess them, I know the things that you need. If I didn't know them, you know, then I wouldn't be God. I know you need water. I know you need clothes. I know you know, because this is what your society and your culture calls for. But you are a kingdom child. You are a child of the King, and you belong to my kingdom. You belong to the kingdom of heaven. And since you belong from the kingdom of heaven, then you operate as a citizen from heaven. And watch this, man. Watch the illumination. Watch how I will move so much, because here's the thing. My reputation is on the line. God said, you know, when you lock in on God and get all in, his reputation, it ain't about you no more. It ain't about you having no ego. It ain't about no pride. It ain't about you got to prove nothing about it. It's about him. His brand and his reputation is on the line. So all we got to do is lock in. Here we go. Plan the number of times you will fast. Plan the time frame you will fast. If it's 7 days, 3 days, if it's a half a day, I'm doing intermittent fasting. Begin to set up a schedule for fasting. And then begin to find a place that I'm going to steal away and I'm going to get in my word in this hour. Or I'm going to pray in this hour. Or I'm going to push this tape back. I'm not going to eat this meal this time. I'm going to watch this soap opera. You got to figure out what you're going to do. What? And I'm going to give this time to you, Lord, so that you and I can get closer. You know, this relationship has to be enhanced. And whatever is going to enhance this relationship, whatever discipline that I'm lacking, whatever it is I'm lacking that has made this relationship falter, Father, this is what I'm going to do then. I'm going to do my part. So my part is praying. My part is fasting. My part is surrendering. My part is denying. Whatever it's going to take, my part is helping. My part is feeding the homeless. My part is clothing the naked. My part is visiting the prison. Whatever it is that you want me to do, God, I'm going to do my part. And I'm going to hold you accountable to your part. But I'm locking in because I want to be all in. And the Father, we thank you, God. We praise you. We worship you. Hold on, I'll give you some more. During prayer times, pray the scriptures included. But begin to meditate on the scriptures. You know, he said, he told just to meditate on his word day and night, and it'll bring you good success. Begin to meditate on the word. Begin to take your word, find a word, find some scriptures, find some I ams. I am the Most High God. Find some whatever it is he said about you. Find you some positive declarations or whatever it is, affirmations, and begin to meditate on the affirmations that line up with the word of God, that you can find in the word of God, and that tell you about who he is and who you are because of who he is. And begin to find something that helps you wherever you are right now. If you're saying that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. If it might be Psalm 91, it's to him righteousness. If it's Psalm 51, whatever it is that you got to lock in on, even if it's Isaiah 58:1-12 or Acts 2, I'm going to end with the Acts 2, 42-47, because whatever that scripture is, I want you to meditate on it. This is like Acts 2nd chapter, so we can end right here. But I want you to meditate on that word day and night. He said it'll bring you good success. You can say, hey, the Lord said, hey, be strong, be courageous. Know that I'm with you always, even to the end of time. Whatever it is you got to meditate on to give you strength, begin to do those things right now. He said, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. Amen. Don't worry about it. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together, and all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods. See how they came together? They came together, they sold their possessions and goods, so nobody was lacking. I mean, they became a supernatural church. And, you know, they put their supernatural and became supernatural. And that's what God is calling us to be right now, a supernatural body of Christ. Now, it ain't about a building. You're the body of Christ. You're the church. They became a supernatural church in togetherness. They grew together. They said, God, we're going to do what you say to do. We're going to do what you say to do. That's what I'm trying to say tonight. We're going to do what you say to do. We're going to obey. We're not going to disobey. We're going to obey. We're going to do what you say to do in this hour. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together, had all things in common. They sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continue daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. How often have you broke, when was the last time you broke bread with somebody that was in need? When was the last time you had somebody come to your house and you break bread? And they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. They said 3,000 came in one day. So the church in the book of Acts was a supernatural church. They read the word of God, fellowship together, and God gave them favor. On the first day, 3,000 people were saved and added to the church. Out of that supernatural environment, a very healthy respect for God came upon the people. Many signs and wonders were done through the apostles. Miracles, signs, and wonders were a regular part of the New Testament church. And I'm telling you right now, we got to get back to that, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get back and get all in to right there, locking in, becoming super and natural. We got to get right there. Well, nobody lacking. You see a brother in need, you make sure you help meet that need if it's in your hands to do it. You see a sister in need, you help meet that need if it's in your hands to do it. You take care of the orphans and the widows if it's in your hands to do it. Those are in prison. He said, anytime you've done anything for the least of these, you've done it unto me. You give them some water to drink if it's in your hands to do it. You give them a meal if it's in your hands to do it. But they didn't, they were in their hands. They said, we're coming together. We come together. We gather together. We read together. We pray together. We eat together. When last time you broke bread with somebody outside of what's in your house? We're going to break bread together. We're going to break bread spiritually, and we're going to break bread naturally together. And submitting to God, he said, praising God and having favor with all the people. Look what's happening now. They only want you together. Look at this stuff. They only want you together. So how can you do it? But God said, this is what I called for. Is this the call? Did I call you? You got to be separate. Did I call you to be walking around here with a mask on? Did I call you? This is what I called for. They all in with Satan's plan. I need you to get it all in with my plan. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name, Father. We thank you, Father, for this is the day that you have made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Father, we repent for the things that we said, done, or thought against your will, against your way, that has grieved your Holy Spirit in any such way, Father. Father, we ask for forgiveness in anything that we said or done, God. And at the same time, God, we forgive those who have offended us, God. We offend those, we forgive those, God, who wished us no good, God, who afflicted us in any form or fashion, or we feel have been offended, God, whether it's been by actions, deeds, or words, God, we offer forgiveness, Father. Father, we thank you that the root of bitterness and anger and hatred is no longer our portion, God, but, Father, love, God, because you are love, God, permeate through our mortal bodies, God. We thank you, Father, that the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, God, our Messiah, our Savior, God. We thank you for him taking on the propitiation of our sins, God. We thank you, God, for him, God, coming down and being all in with the plan of redemption, Father. You try to do other men, and it couldn't be done. So we say, hey, send me, Lord. I'll go, Daddy, and I'll bring them all back to you. I'll bring them back home where they'll have a choice to choose life or choose death, God. We thank you for that opportunity, God. And, God, since he's given us the example and the example, Father, we lock in tonight. We make it charge upon each and everyone on the sound of my voice, God, that we'll lock in and we'll go all in. Father, we give you all the honor, God, the glory, and the praise. In your Son, Jesus Christ, most holy and righteous name we pray. And so it is. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
So we're at that time. If anyone would like to add to, take away, press 1. I'm going to try to unmute your phones. We're having a little technical difficulties over here, but I can try and unlock and unmute your phones. If I'm not able to do it, then we're going to have to end this night with prayer. So if you want to say something or you want to add to, press 1, and let me see if I can unmute your phone. Apostle Arnold, I'm trying to unmute your phone. Okay, y'all, we're going to have to end tonight. This is not working, but we just give honor to God for that awesome word. We thank God because, I tell you, something's trying to stop someone from saying a word, but we're praying for each and every one of you on tonight. We thank God for you. We thank God for your obedience and the sacrifices that you make every Thursday to come in and hear this word. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, keeping us, guiding us, directing us, and leading us. We thank you for such an awesome week that we're going to have coming up, God. We thank you right now, God, for all your blessings, all your miracles, God. And I once again, I challenge you to just reach up and grab those miracles and those blessings that he has in store for you. I thank you right now for doing great things. So until next week, we thank you for joining us. We thank you right now for just taking out time, loving us enough, loving God enough to join on this blog talk. So until next Thursday, we love you. There's absolutely nothing that you can do about it. And we hope that we will have you join us again on next Thursday, in Jesus' name. Stay safe, stay prayed up, and just take time out for him on this week, in Jesus' name. So it is.